I think I heard some of you out there say, well, look at Father Sonny, he looks taller now. And that's because we've gotten new cushions over there. It's sitting us up about that much higher. I sat down in it last night and for the 5 o'clock Mass, and I thought, whoa, I'm higher. So we're glad to have him. You know, during Christmas time, my brother and I were normal kids. You know, by that I mean by Christmas morning or even before that, we anticipated one thing, and that was opening up and seeing what gifts we had gotten. That was it. You know, we were a Catholic family. We went to Catholic schools, received the sacraments, went to Mass every Sunday, and on occasion we did go to the confessional. But the fact that Christmas was all about something else, like the birth of Jesus Christ, didn't quite enter into our thinking. I mean, like I said, it was all about what we were going to get. It didn't register with us that our parents or anyone else that had given us gifts, they weren't giving those just, you know, so us greedy kids would be satisfied. But they were giving it out of their love for us and their desire to see us happy. For them, it was not about the gifts, but about the relationship of love they had with us and their desire to strengthen and to deepen that relationship. In giving us his Son, Jesus Christ, God too had something in mind along with giving us his Son, which was the most important. He had another reason, and the reason was very deep and very profound, and that was that we would say yes not only to being members of his family, his sons and daughters, as critically important as that was and is, but also to invite us to be in friendship with him. The season of Advent, which we begin today, is that special time at the beginning of our liturgical new year. So happy new year, everyone. This is our new year. But it's that time when we seem to open ourselves or be a little more open and receptive to this invitation of God to be in friendship with him. Now, I think we all know there's something about the wonder of the all-holy and almighty God of the universe coming down to us and entrusting himself to us as a little baby, born to a poor Jewish girl in an obscure town in Bethlehem. And of course, that poor Jewish girl was Mary. His willingness here to be so vulnerable and trusting with us speaks powerfully of his undying commitment to friendship with us. Jesus would one day say to Peter, "Greater love hath no man than to lay down his life for his friends." Well, we can kind of say that God did that twice for us. He did it here when he laid down his divine life to become one of us, and again later in his life when he would lay down his human life so that we could become like him. Our church calls that the great exchange. Jesus' entire life from the womb to the tomb and beyond was and is God's word to us that he wants us to be in friendship with him, and from that, to be in friendship with one another. Yes, he is our God, he is our Father, he is our Lord and our Savior, but this friendship with him, it's not really secondary to these relationships. It actually flows from the saving action of the Trinity, that community of love and friendship. At the Last Supper, Jesus said to his disciples, "I no longer call you servants, but friends." The entire Old Testament is the story of two desires: God's desire to save his people and to be in friendship with them, and their desire to be in friendship with him and delivered from all that prevents this from happening. It's just that God took this a little more seriously, much more seriously than they did. In Jesus, who gave his life for us, it is these two desires that meet and become a reality and bear the fruit of the grace that we enjoy today, friendship with God. As we listen and meditate on God's word throughout these whole 4 weeks, we are to see ourselves in his word and in his people. And like them, we see God and his persistent, we hear God and his persistent call to friendship with him and with one another. And like them also, we hear our own half-hearted, mostly distracted response. But with that also, a real deep longing for this friendship. With Isaiah, we too can say, "Come, let us climb the Lord's mountain to the house of the God of Jacob, that he may instruct us in his ways and we may walk in his paths." Beautiful words from Isaiah. Advent is that time when we listen and take to heart these words. Because when we do that, that mustard seed of faith that God planted in us at our baptism way back when, it begins to grow anew and bear that fruit of friendship with God. And so how do we cooperate with God here? We do want to cooperate with this. It's nice to know this, but we have to cooperate. Well, we just ended a year of mercy, the year of mercy, which doesn't mean that we put that aside and move on to something else, like, okay, what's this year about? Instead, we are to build on the experiences we had throughout the year of mercy, and we do this through prayer, always prayer, but prayer that also leads to action in our lives. Like Lent, which is another special time that we focus on this friendship with God, we commit ourselves to prayerful acts of mercy. This is why Advent for all of us this year should be a little different, coming out of this year of mercy. The actions we choose in our day-to-day lives are the little everyday and sometimes big sacrifices of mercy we do that will help open us up and free us, as well as those that we do these actions to the life of Christ that dwells within us, who is God's friendship with us in flesh. Like St. Paul, we heard today, he says, we are to put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provisions for the desires of the flesh. Those desires of the flesh are contrary to this friendship with God and with each other. I think as we all know that. Whereas with Christ, his life is all about this friendship. It's in him that we see what this relationship with God actually looks like, what it means to us, to others, and to the whole created world. It's what the angels proclaim to the shepherds and what we, every Sunday, except for the 4 weeks of Advent, proclaim at the beginning of every Mass in the Gloria. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth, peace to people of goodwill. We proclaim that every Sunday. Peace. It is the one word besides joy that we think of mostly during this time of the year. It's what we all long for the most, peace in our own hearts. God knows we need that. Peace in our families, we also need that. With our friends and in the whole world, which we definitely need that. With the promise of God's friendship with us, fulfilled in the coming of Jesus, the Prince of Peace, this peace is now a reality. Or I should say, the reality. This Advent, let's truly work to prepare a place in our hearts for Christ, who is that Prince of Peace. And hopefully, when he comes at that end of time, at the end of time, we won't be strangers to him. I'd like to end this homily with some words from from Pope Benedict. And he spoke these to World Youth Day to thousands of youth. He said, in saying yes to Christ, we lose nothing, absolutely nothing of what makes life free, beautiful, and great. Only in this friendship are the doors of life open wide. Only in this friendship is the great potential of our lives truly revealed. Do not be afraid of Christ. He takes nothing away and he gives us everything. When we give ourselves to him, we receive 100-fold in return. So yes, open wide the doors of Christ and you will find true life.